her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her
is this low-key kind of a big week for the Packers?
No, not at all.
Well, because they laid an egg this week, and now who knows what Jordan Love with this thumb injury, we'll find out more. Jaden Reed's walking around in a boot. Don't they need to have a good week of practice, a good joint practice against the Colts?
Oh, yes.
In order for you to start feeling good about them in the start of their season? Because, again, it's one thing, and you point this out all the time, to be gushed about when you're going against your own guys. But isn't the true test when you're going up against others? And if the preseason games aren't as important to Matt LaFleur and the Packers as they've shown in the past, and the joint practices are more important, isn't this low-key kind of a big week? That practice that looms later this week, isn't that going to be big?
Yeah, especially because of the way they played against the Jets. I want to see Lucas Van Ness against another starting offensive tackle. I want to see Golden against the starting DB of the Colts. I don't care about the game. I don't care about the game. I wouldn't play the starters. I would stick to it. I hope Love practices this week because he needs the reps.
Yeah, so he practiced. I'm guessing he ultimately practices in the joint practice.
Because again,
even if they're concerned about the thumb injury, being in a joint practice wearing the red jersey, there are certain things you can control versus a game, right? He's not going to be taking a hit against the Colts when they have their joint practice later this week.
Well, there's a lot of things that you just talked about in Orlovsky's list that we can see.
Yeah.
When they go practice the Colts. Yes, I think this is more important. Actually, I think it's more important than the game. Because the game, there's so many weird things that happen and things like this. This they can control.
And this is what they want to get most of their work in, is these joint practices. So this week against Indy, next week against Seattle, those are the important ones. The joint practices.
Yeah.
That's where LaFleur wants to. Those are the preseason games under Matt LaFleur. Those are the things that he values.
And I don't think, you know what? I don't think you need to play Love in either game. I really don't.
Probably not.
If he practices well against these two teams and joint practices, that's fine. But there's things he needs to work on. There's things that everyone needs to work on. You know, can Jordan Morgan put two solid weeks back-to-back, right? D-line, can they get pressure? You know, there's a whole lot of things. There's a lot of question marks. So,
and that's why I think it's low-key a big week for the Green Bay Packers. We are going to talk with one of the voices of the Milwaukee Brewers. You're either going to see him on TV, hear him on the radio. Jeff Levering going to be joining us every Tuesday from here for the rest of the season. He is coming up next. But I do want to tell you about our friends at Fifth Third. Is your business ready to take that next step? At Fifth Third Commercial Bank, Wisconsin, our team of local experienced advisors are here to propel you forward. We understand your team needs and offer an in-depth expertise, cutting-edge technology, tailored solutions to streamline your cash collections, automate payments, and safeguard your assets with top-notch fraud mitigation tools. Contact Fifth Third in downtown Milwaukee today. Let's eliminate the non-value add work so you can focus on what truly matters most for you and your business. That's growing your business. Fifth Third Bank National Association. Custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What operating system does a Chewy computer run on?
I believe it's a Cat 14.
It's a COS. It's a Chewy operating system.
I was thinking Windows 98.
Yeah, very similar.
It's dial-up. Let me get my modem.
Chewy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Each and every Tuesday from here to the end of the season, we're going to be talking to our guy, Jeff Levering, part of every Brewers broadcast, whether it's on TV, whether it's on the radio, you know he's going to be there the rest of the season. Good morning, Jeff. What's going on, man?
Good morning, guys. Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the news to bring me in today. Love that.
Well, that's
good work.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to be joining us on Tuesdays. I don't even know how this started on our show, but every Tuesday is Hughes Day, where we celebrate Huey Lewis in the news. I don't know how, I don't know why, it's just a thing that we do, where we play Huey Lewis in the news on Tuesdays.
Big fan. I think there needs to be more Huey Lewis in the news.
I agree.
Around everywhere. This is so good.
Yeah. Jeff, you think the Brewers will lose again this season? Doesn't feel like it.
It sure doesn't feel like it, Chewy. I will tell you, they will. It will. They will lose again, yes. They're not going to win 40 straight games. But, I mean, I'm going to ride this wave as long as I can, man. This is great.
What went through your mind when you saw Andrew Vaughn square up to bunt in last night's game?
Kind of what's been going on this entire, last 3.5 months. What the heck is happening? Of course. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he square around a bunt in that situation? Why would the Brewers be 30 games over 500 at this point on August 12th? Why not have Andrew Vaughn square around? I love how Murph in his postgame conference goes, I don't know if he got the sign from Jason Lane. I don't know if he did it on his own. He was blaming Santa Rosa, California for a little bit. I mean, it was just a straight, I'm going to drive this run in. I don't care how I'm going to do it. And Andrew Vaughn drove the run in.
Jeff, why do you think Murph switched Freddie's start till today? I have a theory, and I think it's because Murph wants the fans to have burgers. Why do you think he did it?
I think it's twofold. Number one is to give him an extra day of rest. Freddie's been a little off in his last couple of appearances, so you can give him an extra day of rest. There was the off day Quintana was going to throw on his normal 5 days rest. So you could give Freddie an extra day. He's been working on 5 days rest all season long. He hasn't missed a start in 3 years. He's been Mr. Consistency. So to give him an extra day is not the worst thing in the world. And it also lines him up for Monday for the doubleheader against Chicago. I believe that's when he would start again, which would be Monday. So that's another part of it. You'd like to see him start against the Chicago Cubs too. Mm-hmm. So pushing him back a day also allows him to do that.
What is it about this team that has allowed them to do what they're doing? Because Jeff, you've been around the Brewers long enough, and this has been the golden era of Brewers baseball, really going back to 2018 and the number of teams that have been able to make the postseason. I mean, in that stretch, they have the 96 wins that tied a franchise record for most in a season. But why is this team different? Why does this feel different than some of those other playoff teams that they've had?
I think both of you guys could speak to this, and Chewy a little more so. But when you're in a locker room or a clubhouse, and there's a genuine air and there's a genuine love between your teammates, and you walk through that door and you are genuinely excited to see everybody and excited to go to work with everybody, and you all have the same common goal. I think that that's what's really going on in that clubhouse. They have this confidence when they show up at the ballpark, and the game was over last night, and Murph posted the lineup for today within 30 minutes. So those guys know as soon as the game is over, that game's done. We're moving on to tomorrow. I got my lineup set. We got Paul Skeens, and he's next. Here we go. And I think that players appreciate that, but those guys love each other. And I think when you went into the trade deadline, there were a lot of conversations about how are the Brewers going to improve the team with slug or whatever they're going to do. And I've always said, you got to make sure that you keep the cohesion of that clubhouse more than anything else. And the additions that the Brewers made were fantastic. They've all fit in so perfectly. But those are the guys that they wanted to go to battle with. The guys that were in that clubhouse before the trade deadline are the ones that they wanted to win with. And that's what they're going to do.
And there are, like you said, Jeff, there are parallels to our 96 team here. Because we loved our locker room, too. And when everyone asked me, I said, you know, I love the fact that I won it with the guys that I did. But there's also, you know, the players feel an obligation to the fans. I mean, it had been 26 years or however many years in Green Bay since we were relevant. And it's kind of that same feeling here. And I think the players probably feel it like, man, we can't let the fans down. We haven't been to the World Series since 82. This is our year. Coupled with that, with having fun, and it's just, I just see parallels between the two teams, and hopefully, you know, it comes to fruition, but I feel good.
It's a Yeah, it's a great recipe for success. And the fans have shown up. Even on a Monday night in the middle of summer last night, there were 30,000 people in the ballpark last night. They had seven straight sellouts and eight out of nine in terms of people coming to the ballpark. And think about all of the devastation in the city of Milwaukee and just how crummy it's been for everybody. And our hearts are going out to everybody that's dealing with it. We had terrible rain last night. And I mean, you just pack that on to everything else. And there were still 35,000 people in the ballpark on Sunday. There were 42,000 tickets sold. People still showed up. People still showed up early to get to the ballpark. I mean, there is something special going on here in Milwaukee that we're all a part of, and we should be really lucky that we're riding this wave together.
Yeah, and as we talk with Jeff Levering, we'll be on Tuesdays from here on out in the rest of the Brewers season on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. The one question I feel that we see a lot, or I hear a lot of fans talking about, well, I mean, with Andrew Vaughn playing like this, what are we going to do when Rhys Hoskins gets healthy? Like, I feel that's also a problem that the Brewers haven't had in recent, like, oh, you've got another good bat coming back? I'm sure Murph will figure it out, because usually, right. Jeff, it's been, well, okay, this guy needs a day off, but how do we keep this bat in the lineup? And now there are just so many guys who are contributing offensively. It's a balancing act. It's a great problem to have.
It is. And Rhys is still about a couple of weeks away, maybe, with that hand injury and or the thumb, I should say, with the UCL. But rosters will expand. You'll only get one position player and one pitcher once September 1st hits. But it is a great problem to have, right? You want your guys to be playing at the best possible abilities at this time of year, right? Jackson Churio is going to come back, right? He's not even in the lineup. The Brewers haven't lost without him in the lineup. And you go, well, now we're going to add Jackson Churio to it. Think about the lineup that the Brewers ran out there on Sunday. Think about the lineup that they ran out there on Friday, the first game of the road trip against the Washington Nationals. You would get fined in a spring training game if you sent that to surprise. Right? Because you have to have quote unquote regulars travel on a spring training roster. And when you looked at that roster and that lineup on that Friday, August the 1st, or even Sunday against the Mets, you go, we're going to get fined by Major League Baseball. But what'd they do? They go out and they come from behind and they beat the Mets. What'd they do against the Nationals? Oh, they pounded out 16 runs. It doesn't matter who's in there. Everybody's contributing.
Well, and I mean, Rhys Hoskins has been contributing even though he's been injured. I know that, a couple weeks ago, it was William Contreras who said, hey, I'm crediting Rhys for kind of helping me work through some things. And now we see William Contreras just tear the cover off the ball. What does it say about this team that even though somebody's injured, they're finding ways to contribute by being a great teammate?
It's hard when you are on the injured list to have a voice, because you can't contribute on the field, right? But guys have done that time and time again. Rhys Hoskins is doing it right now. I think about Brandon Woodruff for the last year and a half until he came back, and he's pitching the heck out of the baseball right now. But he wasn't able to do anything last year. He wasn't able to do anything for the first half of this year except for get himself ready to go. But he's teaching those young kids, Chad Patrick and Logan Henderson, and taking them under their wings and saying, hey, okay, how can we get better? This is what your routine should look like. A Jacob Mizorowski just being a sponge, being next to Brandon Woodruff every day. Those are the ways that your teammates can help you out. When you're not able to perform on the field, the Brewers have had a knack of having those guys really help each other. Even Wade Miley last year, right? He makes a handful of starts, but he's in the clubhouse every day. He's traveling with the team, even though he knows he's not being able to pitch. But he is helping that clubhouse. He's helping that roster day in and day out.
Jeff, do you think they need a reset at some point in time? And what I mean by that, in 96, we're about three quarters through the season. We lose at Kansas City, we lose at Dallas, and we're banged up. We go to St. Louis, who's terrible. They're like 3-0 whatever, and it's tied at halftime. And I'll never forget, we wind up winning the game, but we come home, the leaders of the team call a team meeting, just screaming, no coaches, screaming, yelling, and said, we need to run the table. And we did. And it wasn't close for the... You think they need that maybe 20 games from now, like maybe to get swept in a series and have a reset and go, all right, now here we go?
No.
You don't think so?
Okay. Oh, thank you, Jeff. He has been trying to peddle this. Oh, they need a reset. They need to lose 4 or 5 games. Like, no.
Okay.
And actually, they don't need that. So I'm glad they need it. Maybe he'll listen to you, Jeff.
They need a control alt delete and shut this thing down. No, they're running so good right now. I think 25-4 since right before the All-Star break, right? Since Brandon Woodruff came back that Sunday in Miami, 25-4. They don't lose back-to-back ball games. It's one of those things where you play every day. I get it where you play once a week and you really wear it, right? You really wear it. But in baseball, they have this ability to flush things so fast. And I have this little toilet with me in my office. I can just flush things really easily. That's what baseball players do. They flush it. It's done. Game's over. You lose one, you're going to come back and try and win the next ball game. So I think that they don't need a reset. And these guys have been so resilient. The first 6 weeks of the season was such a grind. They found that edge, as Pat Murphy likes to say. And they don't need a 4-game losing streak to get their mind right, for sure.
Does Bryce Durang just hit bombs now? Is that what he does?
Apparently, he and William Contreras, they just do nothing but hit bombs. It's amazing. Leadoff homer for Bryce Durang yesterday, 8-game hitting streak. It's got, what, 5 or 6 homers in his last 2 weeks?
Well, I was...
It's unbelievable.
I was at the game last night, and he hits the first. I was sitting up the third base line, and he hits it, and it's kind of going to that left-center gap, and it's like, oh, he probably didn't get it. And then I look up, and I went, wait, 105 exit velocity? You know, he's just hitting oppo bombs? Like, what... Aren't you supposed to wear down as the season goes on? What's going on here?
So you were in the ballpark. How loud was that home run? It was loud.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like a thunderclap, right?
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
It was incredible.
It was unbelievable with the way that he's been. And that's honestly, that's what gets me excited, Jeff. You mentioned the injured guys that are going to be coming back, whether it's Rhys Hoskins, Jackson Churia. We haven't mentioned Jacob Mizrowski, who's going to help solidify that rotation. But also, if you think, and look, Andrew Vaughn's not going to continue to hit like Aaron Judge, probably not going to happen. He'd still be a really good player. But when you see things like, oh, William Contreras, who's been underperforming all year, starting to look like the William Contreras we're used to, that's what makes you go, oh, okay, they can have enough pop in this lineup. They do have enough guys that can do a lot of damage in this lineup once they're feeling good and healthy.
Yeah, we had Matt Arnold on a TV broadcast last night, and Arnold said that Murph's been giving Churio a bad time, saying, dude, I mean, we don't need you. We don't need you. We're fine. Dude, we're 10-0 without you, homeboy, so take your time.
Jeff, one more.
And I,
go ahead.
He's kind of joking around at that point, but I mean, he'll be back. He'll be great, and it'll work like clockwork. But it's great to have Murph have that levity with those guys too.
Jeff, one more dumb question. You know, I was talking about the obligation the players feel to the fans. Do they know the 12 wins will get the fans burgers?
Oh yeah,
they
got to 11 earlier this year.
Yeah,
they got to 11 earlier this year, and I mean George Webb's just sitting there going, "Oh man, this is great! You get the promotion. People are camping out
twice in 1 year.
This is amazing." But yeah, but then you get to 11, and they don't win the 12th. But we got all the advertising. You didn't have to give away the burgers.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, now you're getting close. You want to give those burgers away. You want to do it.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
They do. The fans know. Fans know. Fans definitely know. But the players know too. They know what's on the line.
All right. Well, they got a tough one tonight. Tonight's the tough one. Skeens on the mound. Should be a fun one. You'll be on the call over on television side, Jeff. Appreciate you jumping on with us, and we look forward to talking to you the rest of the season.
You got it, guys. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Jeff Levering joins us each and every Tuesday for the rest of the season. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shut down.
But again, how come you listen to him but not me? I tried to tell you this.
Because you guys are mean to me. That's why. Both of you.
I'm guessing that Jeff's going to be mean to you, too. The more, again...
kind of getting that.
I'm just going to use Adam Schefter as the example. Schefty kind of likes to poke at you now that he's been on the show. Once you get comfortable with the show, I feel people just like to go after the big guy.
You know how hard it was for me to not jump in when you said stupid question?
Yeah, I know.
Aren't they all?
Why does everyone beat up on me? I'm a nice guy.
You are. You're a great guy.
You just told us how much you like being a shirt and farter.
I'm a shirt and farter.
That's fair.
Yeah, but I don't expect it back in return.
Wait.
It's a one-way street.
You just want to dish it out but not get it.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you surprised?
Well, no, but it's an unreasonable expectation.
All right.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. That's why I have been telling you about our friends at Mentality for years at this point, because it works for me. I've got the energy not just to do this show, but to do everything that I need to and want to do throughout the course of the day. And that wasn't always the case. A couple years ago, started doing the morning show, was feeling tired, groggy as the day went along. I thought, okay, just waking up earlier, getting older, that's the way this works. But it doesn't have to be that way. I had low testosterone, didn't know until I worked with our friends at Mentality, and that their testosterone solutions can also work for you. So what are you waiting for? Book the appointment today. Find out if you're dealing with low testosterone, if you're tired, groggy, just don't have that energy. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Find out more about Mentality. LowTUSA.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You got to have a condiment with the bread.
Yeah, you want some sort of
alone.
Yeah, you want some sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes,
it's just necessary.
You follow?
Like, you don't just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Are usually earlier, but we've got to make time for our guy Jeff Levering. So now we can get to our Tuesday Power Rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
All right. Good one this week. This week is NFL future power rankings. Josh, you said 3 years into the future. This is the grading system. It is overall roster minus the quarterback. Quarterback, coaching, front office.
Okay.
Okay. So with that being said, give me number 10, boys.
I will put the Denver Broncos at number 10.
Yeah, this is hard to figure out here.
Yeah.
There's like probably four teams you could argue. I'll say the Rams.
The Washington Commanders.
Ooh. Interesting.
It's our number 10.
They're interesting because they have obviously the young quarterback and some young, but they've got a lot of really old players.
Do they?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Terry McLaurin, who's under the contract, you know, dispute right now, he's going to be turning 30. Debo Samuel's not exactly young.
Zach Ertz.
Yeah. But I would still think that having that quarterback would have put you higher on the list.
And the quarterback was, his NFL rank was 5. So that's pretty good. Yeah. 9. This is kind of a shocker a little bit, I guess.
I think Denver's going to be on this list.
I think they're going to be higher.
You think they're going to be higher?
Yeah.
I was just going to guess Denver again. So the initial team I had here was San Francisco.
That's the team I want here.
That's a good pull because it is San Francisco.
Okay.
Purdy's quarterback rank was 13. And he's still young. He's considered young, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's very young. This
would have been the last year of his rookie contract had he not signed the massive extension.
What bumped him up that high coaching was 2.
I think it's time to have a conversation. Not right now. Kyle Shanahan's kind of overrated.
You got to win a Super Bowl. Can't just go. You got to win.
Well, okay. And I get that. But he's had double-digit leads in that Super Bowl.
Yes.
He was the offensive coordinator
in
that was up 28-3.
Yeah.
Like, in order to be the second best coach in the league, don't you need a Super Bowl? Or, I don't know, not blowing a lead?
Yeah.
Would you be shocked, though, if he has an Andy Reid-type career?
Sure, but
because
like,
that was the story about Andy Reid.
And I'm not trying to say that he's not a good coach. He is. I just feel like he's just too high for a guy who hasn't... When you have other people... So what, he's the second best coach behind Andy Reid?
I would imagine, and I think you could probably argue McVay deserves to be
there.
But
Andy...
Well, exactly. McVay's won the Super Bowl, so I would put McVay
ahead of him. All right, let me ask you this. is Shanahan Andy Reid in Philadelphia?
That's what.
Is that what he just said?
That's what Joshie just said.
Hello.
Sorry. So if listening was on this list, if listening was here, I would be 32.
Let's move on.
Right?
Let's move on.
I'd be 32.
Yeah.
This is what I was doing, all right?
Yeah.
I was moving ahead to keep this thing flowing.
You were focused.
Yes.
You were locked in.
Give me number 8.
This is where I'll put Denver.
That's where I was willing to put them as well.
Houston is 8. So you're noticing the theme. It's young quarterbacks.
Well, young quarterbacks. Yeah. But I mean, I had Houston higher on my list because they've won playoff games each of the last 2 years.
So Stroud is 9.
Okay.
I'm just going to read
off. But they've
off
got a good young roster. Yeah. Nico Collins, Tank Dell.
Yeah.
Will Anderson.
Will Anderson's good on the defensive side.
Stingley.
7. 7.
Denver has to be on this
list.
It's
got to be Denver.
The Broncos.
You are correct. It is Denver. The thing that shines from their overall roster was 4, and their coaching is 3.
That one's wrong.
Bo Nix is 19.
Sean Payton ain't a 3.
He's pretty good.
Overrated. He's got the same resume as Mike McCarthy.
Yeah. All right, okay.
His PR firm's better than
strongest.
McCarthy's.
Let's be fair and balanced here.
Yeah.
If you're bashing Shanahan and you're bashing Sean
Payton,
where do you put LaFleur?
7, 8, 9.
Yeah. I'm not putting LaFleur
in
the top.
That sounds
10.
A little biased. Little biased. Give me 6.
Oh. Go Pack, go.
The Green Bay Packers.
And why?
What do you mean, why?
All right, they're 6.
they've got the youngest 3. Roster in the league.
Well, if you're going to bash Shanahan, you got to kind of bash.
Well, what's LaFleur? What do they have the coaching at?
7.
Seems about right.
Overall roster is a 5. Jordan's 9. But he hasn't even won an NFC championship game.
Nope.
That might be a little high for me.
No,
I like him, but
am I saying LaFleur's ahead of Shanahan? I'm not. But I'm also saying that Shanahan's not 2. And Peyton's not 3.
I don't know. I got to think about that. 5. All right. See, this doesn't make sense at all.
I will say AO Buffalo.
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. Chiefs.
Detroit Lions are 5.
Huh. Is there any teams
overall roster's a 3. Okay. Coaching is a 12.
My guess is they're getting dinged for losing the 2 coordinators, and there's uncertainty about the 2 coordinators they brought in.
That's fair. Okay.
That would be my guess as to why that low.
If Aaron Glenn left, but Ben Johnson stayed, what would you put him?
I got to imagine that would be a much higher number.
Yeah, 3 or 4 probably. Yeah.
Okay, fair. That's fair. All right, you explained it away. That's where I like consistency. 4.
I'm going to go Bills.
I'll go Bills here.
AO.
Okay.
Quarterback a 2. Coaching 8. See, now, you could say the same for him as you're saying for Shanahan. McDermott hasn't done squat.
Yeah, I would probably have Shanahan ahead of McDermott. Like McDermott,
I would too.
Like, McDermott being at 8 makes sense. Like, he's in the same ballpark as LaFleur.
I think he's a little better than LaFleur. Have they been to an NFC championship game? Do they always lose right before?
They've been to an AFC championship game.
So that's LaFleur's been to 1.
LaFleur's been to 2.
He's been to 2. Lost them both.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Yeah, which is why him and McDermott are kind of in that same area.
3.
Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Chiefs are 3. Quarterback 1. Coaching 1.
Yeah, it's going to carry the day for a long time. As long as those 2 are there, they'll figure out the rest.
Number 2.
Ravens.
Yeah.
Ravens are 2. Overall roster 2. Quarterback 3.
This is
front office 2.
What's the coaching?
6.
That seems about right.
Yeah, that seems fair. And then 1.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia Freedom. Overall roster 1.
Yeah,
quarterback 8.
He's underrated. It's fine.
Front office 1.
I mean, they've made a lot of really good, savvy moves.
Hard to argue.
Yeah, it's hard to argue when you had the 2 rookies make the impact they did in your secondary. You picked up Zach Bond, who made such an impact when you went, hey, let's pick up this guy, play him at linebacker. Now they had to pay him.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe they are one of the 5 youngest teams and also the best roster in the league.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fair? Pretty good. Eight,
I mean, he basically stole AJ Brown.
Yeah.
Got him for a song.
Traylon Burks. That's what they took instead.
Oh, man.
You know what? I thought this would be a lot harder, but you guys kind of figured it out.
Well, it's who's been good and who has young rosters.
It's
right?
Actually, you know what? From consistency standpoint, because they do some dumb lists
yeah.
that you don't understand, this one was actually pretty good.
Yeah. So. I would have put the Lions higher, but I guess they're just getting dinged because of the coordinators.
Well, I'll tell you why they dinged them. Another reason is Goff was 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
So.
The interesting thing here is this ain't far off of what an actual power rankings is probably going to be heading into week one, is it not?
Let me just see the rest of the division. They had Minnesota at 11.
Okay.
Coaching 5 is the big one. They had McCarthy at 20.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't seen him throw a pass. Except for preseason.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, my guess is, but now the Chargers have injuries, so I don't know if they would be in the top 10 over a team like Denver in terms of the here and now.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe the Rams, but again, with Matthew Stafford just disappearing.
Into an Airstream.
Practicing in air quotes before he goes into an Airstream for the entire
practice.
Wow,
Chargers are down.
Yeah, their roster is...
not good?
It's older.
Are they down?
Holy cow. I am still scrolling.
You sure you didn't just miss them?
Yeah, I missed them. So vision and hearing is what's killing me.
It's just
what
tough.
Were they actually
28th in vision, 32nd hearing. You want me to go find them? Hey.
I mean.
Talk amongst yourselves. Bears tied for 18.
The Chargers are 12th. In the time it took you to find them.
All right, let's go to break. What? See, if I just ended it, when you guys were done, would have probably been a solid move. Anticipation, I'm like 23.
I had enough time to pop open my phone.
Will you leave me alone?
That's for the next 4 minutes, he's going to leave you alone, and then we'll see what happens in the final couple minutes of the show. Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. I've been telling you about mentality for years. You know how much it's helped me. I've talked about, are you tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy that you once did? Maybe you were like me, thought it was part of the aging process, but it doesn't have to be. Those are all signs of low testosterone, and it can be a fixable problem with mentality. Book an appointment, lowtusa.com. You go through their process, get a blood panel done, and if your testosterone levels are low, then you get to work with mentality, and it's a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. They make sure that your dosages and everything is right to get your levels where they need to be. Then every 12 to 13 weeks, you go back, get a blood panel done again, just to make sure that you're maintaining and you're exactly where you should be. It's not one size fits all, but they are going to make sure that you are taken care of and your testosterone levels and you feel the way you should. Go to LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Find out more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments. LowTUSA.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Where else can you get football analysis that includes things like dropsies and picksies and intercepsies? And flowy. It's flowy. Flowy. The offense needs to be more flowy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
One poll in the field today for Infinity Exteriors poll. Jen, Gabe, Chewy on Twitter. Does everybody complain about their job? What do you think?
74.
Is yes or no?
Is yes.
81.5% is yes.
Okay.
You got 19% that are liars.
Well, you're welcome for today. Because you guys came in all miserable and bubbles here. Brought your game up.
Why would I come in miserable?
Because you said you didn't sleep good last night.
No, I said I'm just a little tired, but I didn't know why. Because I slept well last night.
No, I don't think you said that. Well, 32. Maybe he did.
How often do you think we say things and Chewy takes the exact opposite from what we said?
Oh, it's 3-4 times a week at this point. It's 3-4 times a week.
I can't believe. I mean, I just must turn off my ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because again, I made the first statement. I'm like, man, I'm a little tired today. And then I followed up with, and I don't know why, because I slept well last night. Because the Brewer game, I went to the Brewer game last night. It was a 2-hour and 20-minute game. Like, yeah. I was out of there by 9. I was home by 9:20.
Okay. I was 2 hours of sleep in already. That's why I'm bubbles. Tiny bubbles. Brewers. Can't promise the same thing tomorrow.
All right. Well, Brewers are going for 11.
All right.
Going for 11 Brewers. Against Skeens tonight. We'll update you on that tomorrow. We'll be in town. We're coming up next.